"Good morning," he said at last. "We don't want any adventures here, thank you. You might try over the hill or across the water." By this he meant that the conversation was at an end.
"What a lot of things you do use 'good morning' for," said Gandalf. "Now you mean you want to get rid of me, and that it won't be good till I move off."
"Not at all, not at all, my dear sir. Let me see, I don't think I know your name."
"Yes, yes, my dear sir, and I do know your name, Mr. Bilbo Baggins. And you do know my name, though you don't remember that I belong to it. I am Gandalf, and Gandalf means me. To think that I should have lived to be good-morninged by Belladonna Tookson, as if I was selling buttons at the door!"
"Gandalf! Gandalf! Good gracious me! Not the wandering wizard that gave old Took a pair of magic diamond studs that fastened themselves and never came undone till ordered? Not the fellow who used to tell such wonderful tales at parties about dragons and goblins and giants and the rescue of princesses and the unexpected luck of widows' sons? Not the man that used to make such particularly excellent fireworks? I remember those. Old Took used to have them on Midsummer's Eve. Splendid! They used to go up like great lilies and snapdragons and laburnums of fire and hang in the twilight all evening." You will notice already that Mr. Baggins was not quite so prosy as he liked to believe. Also that he was very fond of flowers. "Dear me," he went on, "not the Gandalf who was responsible for so many quiet lads and lasses going off into the blue for mad adventures. Anything from climbing trees to visiting elves, or sailing in ships, sailing to other shores. Bless me, life used to be quite inter... I mean, you used to upset things badly in these parts once upon a time. I beg your pardon, but I had no idea you were still in business."
"Where else should I be?" said the wizard. "All the same, I am pleased to find you remember something about me. You seem to remember my fireworks kindly, at any rate, and that is not without hope. Indeed, for your old grandfather Took's sake, and for the sake of poor Belladonna, I will give you what you asked for."
"I beg your pardon? I haven't asked you for anything."
"Yes, you have. Twice now. My pardon. I give it you. In fact, I will go so far as to send you on this adventure. Very amusing for me. Very good for you. And profitable, too, very likely, if you ever get over it."